أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واضرب لهم مثل الرجلين جعلنا لأحدهما جنتين من أعناب وحففناهما بنخل وجعلنا بينهما زرعا كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا. In our discussion of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, one needs to bear in mind that the fitna of Dajjal is the fitna of the Jews, the fitna of the Bani Israel. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was the last Nabi of the Bani Israel, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will send down the last Nabi of the Bani Israel to put an end to that fitna of the Bani Israel in itself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will descend, and he will descend on the white minara on the eastern side. Some narrations say of Masjid Amawi, that is the Jami Masjid of Damascus. At that time, when Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam comes down, it will be seem as though his hair is wet and water is falling off, but that will not be the case. In the description that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be fair with a red tint. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, when he descends, he will descend on the shoulders of two malaika. Coming back to Surah Al-Kahf, we start the next story, the next incident. The first was Ashabi Kahf, the people of the cave, and in between advices that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the recompense of those who disbelieve and the recompense of those who believe. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give the parable, the example of that story of two men. جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ. We had made for one of them two gardens, min a'nab, that gardens of grapevines, وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ. And then we surrounded that grapevines with that of date palms, وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا. And in between it we had sown fields, in other words, agriculture. When we look at some of the narrations of these two men that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about, then some narrations indicate that they were two brothers. Both these brothers, their father died and they got the inheritance. Obviously, being two brothers, they would get equal in share. Now, one brother had given all that out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, by way of charity, and the other, he was hoping that he will get his reward by Allah, and the other utilized it for material things, like in marriage, in acquiring a piece of property, and then, of course, cultivating that property. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about that example. So the example is this, that this person was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the Razik, Allah is the Sustainer. Via this money or any other money, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him these two gardens. And these two gardens, the description that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, that is in the middle is grapevines. And then right on the edge of it is date palms that protect these grapevines. And in between the two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created agriculture for him. So in one single farm, we will find that there are three different things, and like that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him two farmlands. Kiltal jannataini atat ukulaha. Over and above that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these two gardens had yielded the full harvest. In other words, the date palms also gave its full crop, the full dates. The grapevines gave its full grapes. And then together with that, the agriculture was also harvested to its full. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinforces it, وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا, that it did not give anything less. In other words, he did not lose anything from the full harvest. Now this is a very unique scenario, that everything was 100% harvest, there was absolutely nothing short. And then over and above that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا. And then in between the two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused a river to gush forth. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this example of a person that simply has everything. everything. In a community of farming, a farmer will not wish to have any more than this. And if we just take it and we translate it into contemporary life, if it is a business, every form of business, whether it is wholesale, whether it is retail, everything was given. There was no shortage, there was no loss, there was total and full profit. And hence Allah says, وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرْ. And then Allah says that this person got his fruit. Now got his fruit will mean, on the one hand, the fruit that came off the trees, and the other, the capital that he invested, that also he got back. And he also had monies besides that he had. وَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُ. And then he spoke to his brother whilst he was conversing with him, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. That I have more wealth than you, and I am a more respected person than you. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is driving us towards, to understand that here Allah gave him everything, but now he becomes boastful in the fact that he has got more wealth, and secondly because he has got more honor. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.